KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Well, once I met a pretty little miss, and she was fair to see. I fell in love with a pretty little miss, she fell in love with me. I kissed her on her dimpled chin while the stars up in heaven did play. But along came a howling that old north wind and carried her away. North wind, north wind, bring my baby back again. North wind, where did she go? Nobody but you will ever know. I hear her calling me, and when I answer back, I find it's just that old north wind whistling around my shack. Each night before I go to sleep, down on my knees I pray that the old north wind will come whistling by and carry me away. North wind, north wind, bring my baby back again. North wind, where did she go? Nobody but you will ever know. Nobody but you, you, you will ever know.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Visitors to the Alaska State Capitol will soon have to go through a metal detector and have their belongings screened in an X-ray machine. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
If you ask Representative Sarah Hannon, screening Capitol visitors just makes sense. After all, 37 other states already do it.
There are regular risks of threats of violence. Political atmosphere is very charged in general.
The new policy was approved in a 9-4 vote, and Hannon, a Juneau Democrat, says it's something that's been on lawmakers' minds for years. She chairs the Legislative Council. That's a joint House and Senate committee that makes decisions about the day-to-day business of running the Capitol complex here in downtown Juneau.
I don't believe we can wait until we have an incident where someone is harmed or a weapon is drawn before we take action to make the building safe and accessible for anyone who wants to come in.
Opponents of the new policy, meanwhile, say it makes the Capitol less accessible to the Alaskans lawmakers are elected to represent. Big Lake Republican Representative Kevin McCabe, who, as it happens, is a longtime airline pilot, says he doesn't mind going through security.
But at the end of the day, I represent my constituents, and they told me very clearly last summer that they didn't think that we should lock up the people's Capitol like that.
McCabe isn't on the decision-making committee this time around, but he opposed it while vice chair of the council last year. Though it's a minority of the 13-member council, the opposition crosses party and caucus lines. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Ashley Carrick says she's not so sure it's needed.
We don't have an extraordinarily or unprecedented increase in security threats. And I, again, want to err on the side of keeping the Capitol as accessible as possible.
The head of the nonpartisan legislative affairs agency says she expects screening to begin on April 14th at the earliest. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
A group of education leaders from tribal organizations spoke yesterday at a U.S. Senate hearing against the dissolution of the Federal Department of Education. The hearing followed an executive order President Trump signed last month to close the department. Rosita Kahani-Wuerl, the president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, was one of the witnesses at the hearing. Wuerl, who is Tlingit, talked about the challenges of Indigenous education and the persistent lack of funding, especially in Alaska.
Despite these challenges, we can confidently state that through our culture-based programs that we have integrated into schools with DOE funding, we have witnessed measurable educational achievement among Native students, as well as improvements in their social and emotional well-being.
Others who spoke at the hearing said that funding is important for addressing high rates of suicide and sexual assault among Native students. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The State House passed a bill last week that would help protect foster kids from unnecessary stays in acute psychiatric care facilities. If it becomes law, a court hearing will be required within 7 days of entering a facility to determine if the placement is necessary, instead of 30 days currently. Kids in foster care worked on the legislation and say it's long overdue. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more.
Tali Stone was 9 years old when her foster mother brought her to North Star, an acute psychiatric facility in Anchorage. Stone says during the intake, her foster mom exaggerated her behavior and lied that she was seeing ghosts.
Even the staff said themselves, "I'm not sure why you're here." And I was like, "I'm not sure either."
Stone was at North Star for 4 weeks, according to her psychiatric records. And over the next 2 years, she was admitted to North Star a total of 4 times, each of them several weeks at a time. Stone is one of the thousands of kids under the care of the Office of Children's Services in Alaska, or OCS, who have spent time, sometimes unnecessarily, in acute psychiatric facilities. OCS is under-resourced with a high staff turnover rate and a serious shortage of foster families. The Department of Justice reprimanded the state in 2022 for over-reliance on psychiatric hospitals and residential treatment. The office has notably improved since then. OCS officials did not agree to an interview for this story, but Commissioner Kim Koval from the department that oversees OCS wrote over email that there is a lack of appropriate placements nationwide for youth with serious behavioral and emotional challenges. But Amanda Mativier, who runs the nonprofit Facing Foster Care, says that lack of placements means foster kids stay in psychiatric facilities for too long.
They do an intake at a hospital, they get a diagnosis, and then they linger there.
Right now, kids have the right to a court hearing within 30 days of admittance, but the bill passed by the State House would reduce that timeline to 7 days. That's still much longer than in many states. Some require a hearing within 72 hours. State Representative Andrew Gray sponsored the bill. He says there's a lot at stake.
The absolute human rights violation of having your freedoms completely taken away and no one coming to help you, that alone is enough that we have to fix it. But if you want to just look at it from a fiscal perspective, we're wasting tons of money on keeping a child in the most expensive possible placement.
He says inpatient care can cost more than $1,000 a night per kid. Mativier worked with kids in foster care to help draft the bill. She says it would add a sense of urgency to the process of assessing the care.
We need to act quickly on either identifying a higher level of care or a different therapeutic intervention or releasing them.
Tali Stone, who entered North Star at age 9, didn't get that kind of grace. She says she never got a hearing at all to assess whether she should be there. And she says her experience at North Star, totaling about 4 months, changed her from an outgoing kid to one who was reserved and numb.
Because I didn't have anyone else to tell me that You're just a kid. Just telling me that I'm not a bad person, that I'm loved.
She says at age 19 now, about 9 years after her last day, she still feels the effects. She struggles with self-esteem and self-hatred. But she recently got a job she loves with coworkers she looks up to. She says she really hopes this bill passes. It now heads to the Senate. She wants foster kids in institutions to know they're not forgotten, and there are people out here looking out for them. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. Boy, if we were west of here, I don't know how you're going to be as far as, on the west end of our broadcasting, you're going to have a whole lot of snow. And 8 to 18 inches, and it's going to be blowing 50 or so. Boy, make sure you just dig in or stay in the house. Don't do anything. It's that's a little crazy, even for out in this direction of the world. Other than that, it's another day in paradise. Start out with Loretta Lynn with I Walked Away from the Wreck. After that, Keith Whitley with Don't Close Your Eyes. And Waylon Jennings, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? Here's Loretta.
I walked away from the wreck of our hurt because I lied. I walked away from the wreck, but it broke my heart. And I'm all smashed up and broken inside. And when I see you with her, I still wanna scream. It's like a bad, bad dream that never seems to end. I walked away from the wreck of our love affair, but I'll never, never be the same again. I saw the danger ahead, fun at the start. Too fast a crowd, too much wine, too much playing around. Then came the crash and my world fell apart. And when I see you with her, I still wanna scream. It's like a bad, bad dream that never seems to end. I walked away from the wreck of our love affair, but I'll never, never be the same again.
Even now in my arms, you still won't hear my name. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me too, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at.
Coming up next year, we have a little bit of Freddie Fender with Sweet Summer Day. Oh, those are coming up here. And then Hank Snow with The Gold Rush Is Over. After that, Johnny Cash with Wabash Cannonball.
On a sweet summer day, I will be there with you. Even though you're away, all I love will be true. On a sweet summer day, there will be no more sorrow, or it may be tomorrow that together we'll be. All of our love will be burning once more. On a sweet summer day, there will be no more sorrow, or it may be tomorrow that together we'll be. Be burning once more. On a sweet summer day, I will be there with you. Even though your way. All my love will be true.
Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was mine. But now you mistreat me cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mama, you can start moving on. Now all your shop pay dirt was paid. Now all your shop loud is just a dirty dig. Well stop digging honey cause you're wasting your time. This old gravy train is at the end of the line. Oh the gold rush is over so honey bye bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side. But this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grubstake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, she climbs the flowery mountains or the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, she's from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Daddy Claxton may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. They'll carry him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Yeah, Lyle Lovett's next with God Will. After that, Flat and Scruggs, you know, from the movie Deliverance, they did Dueling Banjos. Great group. Anyway, they're doing preaching, praying, and singing. After that, Fair and Young with Life is a Picture. Here's Lyle Lovett.
Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating and spending your nights on town? Who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? And who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem? Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Says he'll forgive you and says that he'll miss you and dream of your sweet memory. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting with praises of love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. I was a stranger there, intent upon my way, but when I saw the crowd, I had the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me to come and share. They're preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Much at home amid the happy throng that came from far and near to praise your name in song, to lay the burdens down, forget their every care, and have an old time meeting down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of your love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. I am convinced of them, these folks have found a way to put the hearts in song, just praying on this prayer, and leave the doorbell ringing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of your loving care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Life is a picture,
and I play the lead. But my biggest part was goodbye. My leading lady just walked out on me, and this is the part where I cried. I was great in the scene where she found someone new. You should have seen my look of surprise. And if you have just walked into the picture, this is the part where I cry. And after the picture is over and we're judged for the part where you lied, the award of achievement will be given to me for the part where I cried. Cause I was great in the scene where she found someone new. You should have seen my look of surprise. And if you have just walked into the picture, this is the part where I cry.
We have a couple coming up by Clint Black and his wife, Lisa Hartman. Lisa Hartman really became to national attention when she was in Knott's Landing, kind of one of those night soaps we watched in the late 70s. Born in 1956. It just has a gorgeous voice, and it played in a number of movies. Anyway, it's one of my favorite. So is Clint Black. So I'm going to do Easy For Me To Say after that, When I Said I Do. This is Clint Black and his wife, Lisa Hartman.
Music to my ears leaves nothing to explore.
are good, and they're always gonna be. They rise and they fall. We take them all the way that we should, together, you and me, forsaking them all. Deep in the night and by the light of day, it always looks the same. True love always does. And here by your side, we're a million miles away. Nothing's ever gonna change the way I feel. The way it is the way that it was. When I said I do, I meant that I will. Till the end of all time, be faithful and true, devoted to you. That's what I had in mind when I said I do. This whole world keeps changing, and the world before, and it goes hand in hand. Only you and I can undo all that we became. That makes us so much more,
so much more
than a woman and a man. And after everything that comes and goes around has only passed us by, here alone in our dreams. I know there's a lonely heart in every lost and found, but forever you and I will be the ones who found out what forever means. When I said I do, I meant that I will. Till the end of I do.
Yeah, we'll hear each of them separately right now with Lisa Hartman with How Am I Supposed to Live Without You. She did it on Knots Landing. I remember her doing that and go, my goodness, that girl can sing. She started out with that short-lived sitcom called Tabitha. It was a spin-off from Bewitched. Yeah, she was Tabitha. Get your head in who she is. And after that, we have Clint Black with One Emotion. Here's Lisa.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. They said you were leaving, someone swept your heart away. From the look upon your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it, tell me about the plans you're making. Tell me one thing more before I go. Tell me.
dream of mine is coming to an end. How can I blame you when I build my world around a hope that one day we'd be so much more than friends? I don't wanna know the price I'm gonna pay for dreaming. I need you now, it's more than I can take. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Now that I've been loving you so long, how am I supposed to live without you?
What you have to do.
Looking for the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. Emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you and things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one emotion. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you and me. Exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service. A proud sponsor of KSDP.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit of a Cornell Herd Band, This Gun Don't Care. That'll take us close enough to the top of the hour here. ¶¶
touch my baby. If you're smart, you're gonna turn her loose. Unless you're on acid or you're crazy, 'cause this gun don't care who it shoots. You better take your hands off my baby, or they're gonna bury you in your boots. Keep what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't fooling hoss, and this gun don't care who it shoots. You know this old gun of mine ain't got no conscience, showed no favors, never called a truce. So it's all up to you now, pay attention when I'm talking to you, 'cause this gun don't. Decision. Just back away, you'd better pull up roots. Let's just hope you never cross my vision. This gun don't care who it shoots. You see, this old gun of mine ain't got no conscience, shows no favors, and never called a truce. So it's all up. Now pay attention, because this gun don't care who it shoots. I know what you're thinking, and you're right now, but not in this case. Now technically this gun does care who it shoots, it just doesn't care a lot. You might say it's apathetic, or you might say it's semi-apathetic.